Welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here today to perform for you. After 7 years of being in residence at the Wren's Nest in Atlanta, I fell in love with the Brer Rabbit stories for real. I loved them as a child growing up, but actually after day for 7 years performing it, they became a part of me. So let's start off with the Tar Baby. How many of you are familiar with that story? Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I'm going to need you to help me sometimes. Go, and a one, a two, a one, two, three. Let's go. A one, a two, a one, two, three. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Okay, and they laid, and they laid, and they laid low. That's the script. Go, and I laid, and they laid, and they laid low. All right, let's do this. Ready, guys? Long time ago. Oh, way back yonder in Uncle Remus land, this young was some kind of day, this young day. I don't know what you're looking at. You ain't never seen nothing like this in your bone day. And you neither. On this young day, there was old Brer Rabbit. Now, old Brer Rabbit, I say he ain't never up to no good. Now, old Brer Rabbit kind of moves like this. A one, a two, a one, two, three. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Yeah, and he says, "Morning, morning." I'm old Brer Rabbit, and I ain't never up to no good. Well, on this young day, old Brer Bear and old Brer Fox had a serious attitude. So old Brer Fox, being a sly old fox, he say, yeah, I'm sick and tired of Brer Rabbit. He been getting on my nerve a lot, y'all, lately. You know how that is. And then old Brer Fox said, he getting on my nub too. Ee-haw, haw, haw. Ee-haw, haw, haw. And right then, Brer Fox said, "Well, what you reckon we ought to do, Bro Bear? I don't know nothing. Ee-haw, haw, haw." And right then, old Brer Fox said, "Well, let's see here. And then we are, Okay, right then, they decide to make this young tall baby. And they put this young tall baby right clean in the busiest road at Uncle Remus Land. And they made a head much like that one right there. It had teeth like that one right there. It had an arm like that one, and an arm like that one, and feet like those. I'm talking about you. I mean, this shell was a natural bone baby and a body like yours. Oh, yeah. And so they set it right there, and the prettiest eyes, just like them. And they set them right there, clean in the road. And right then, all of a sudden, down the road, come old Brer Rabbit. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine headed my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. A one, a two, a one, two, three. A one, a two, a one, two. Ooh! The world is this young in the road. I ain't never seen nothing like this young in my bone days. Moaning. But that thing don't say a word. Moaning, Ain't you got no manners? Ain't you know how to speak to folks when they speak to you in a respectful way? Now I say morning. If you don't say morning to me, I'm gonna take my front foot and I'm gonna kick you. I'm gonna kick you right clean in your nose. Morning. And that baby sat there just like that. He ain't said a word. And a one, and a two, and a three. He done stuck in the tall baby. Let me go. Let me go, I say. And a one, and a two, and a three. He got his hind leg stuck in the tall baby. And a one, and a two, and a three. Let me go, I say. You better let me go. If you don't let me go, I'm going to take my other hind leg, and I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick you right clean in your belly. And a one, and a two, and a three. This year about the most stuck-up rabbit you ever done seen. Let me go. Let me go, I say. Please. Oh, please let me go. Please. Right then, old Brer Fox and old Brer Boy, they laid low. Right then, Brer Fox said, well, we got him this year time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
he done forgot just like that, being the dumbest old bear. So right then, old Brer Fox said, yoo-hoo, old Brer Rabbit, you're looking mighty stuck up. Oh, please. Oh, please let me go. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please. Let me go. No, we ain't. We're fixing to eat you. Oh, yeah. We're going to eat you.
Yeah. Eat you, yeah. Show enough. We gonna eat you. Yeah.
And right then, Brer Rabbit got to thinking. And Brer Rabbit said, you can do anything you want to me. Please let me go. Please. You can. Brer Fox said, we're gonna roast you. Uh-huh. Well, you can roast me if you wanna. You can roast me in the hottest fire if you wanna. Oh, please, don't throw me in the briar patch. Please. Well, I think we ought to just go on and drown him. Uh-huh. We'll drown them. Oh, please. Oh, please. You can drown me in the deepest water if you wanna. Go on. Go on and drown me in the deepest water if you wanna. But please, please, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Oh, please. Now, that was a begging rabbit on this young day. You can do anything. Right then, old Brer Fox said, well, Bro Bear, what you think?
I don't know. I don't never know nothing.
Right then, he said, well, I think we should just hang him. Yeah, let's just hang him. We'll hang him from the highest tree. Oh, go home. Go ahead and hang me from the highest tree if you wanna. Oh, please.
bride badge. Oh, please don't do that to me. Well, I say we just skin him. We just skin him. Yeah, just like that. You can skin me if you wanna. You can skin Oma hide off if you wanna. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please don't throw me in the bra patch. He was a very upset rabbit. And right then, Brer Fox said, "This year, rabbit, awful scared of the bra patch." Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say, Bro Bear? I reckon we ought to just throw him right clean in the bra pad. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So right that, they went over to the rabbit. And old Bro Fox got one side. And old Bro Bear got the other. And a one. And a two. And a And they pulled that rabbit. Let me go! Let me go, I say! You better let me go! And right then, they took him. And a one. And a
two.
And a
three.
Oh! Ah! Oh! That rabbit laid low. And you couldn't hear a sound in Uncle Remus land. Everything was quiet. And right then, old Brer Fox said, "Well, that's that. We don't have to worry about this year no more. This year, rabbit, we done kill him. That's it. Now we gonna eat them."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we gonna do. We gonna eat them.
And right then, all of a sudden, the leaves started shaking. Something started moving in the leaves. A moving in the leaves. Moaning! Moaning!
Well, I fooled you,
said old Brer Rabbit.
Well,
Brer Bear looked. Brer Fox said, and they looked like they were frozen like a piece of ice. And right then, Brer Rabbit said,
you know my mama, ain't you? Huh? You know my mama? Uh-huh. And you know my papa? Uh-huh.
You know all my kin folks, right? All my kin folks, they all lives in the briar patch. Why, there ain't no way, there ain't no place in this whole wide world that I loves more than the
briar patch.
Uh-huh. Because that is my home. And I say, well, that's the end of that.